Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Benjamin Netanyahu standing with the acting president of the United States of America over in Israel doing a joint press conference with Anthony Blinken, not the actual president of the United States of America. Netanyahu said this about Hamas. Take a listen.
And glorification of evil. President Biden was absolutely correct in calling this sheer evil. Hamas is ISIS. And just as ISIS was crushed, so too will Hamas be crushed. And Hamas should be treated exactly the way ISIS was treated. They should be spit out from the community of nations. No leader should meet them. No country should harbor them. And those that do should be sanctioned. Tony, my friend, I say to you, I say to all of us, there will be many difficult days ahead. But I have no doubt that the forces of civilization will win. And the reason that's true is because we understand what is the first prerequisite of victory. It's what you just said in our meeting. Moral clarity. This is a time, a particular time, a special time, that we must stand tall, proud, and united against evil. Tony, you are taking that stand. America is taking that stand. Thank you for being here today. Thank you, America, for standing with Israel today, tomorrow, and always.
Netanyahu making it very clear they're going after Hamas and they are not going to stop. Anthony Blinken saying this as he is there in Israel, as we know that 25 Americans so far have been killed. That's the latest number. Netanyahu said Hamas should be treated exactly the way ISIS was treated. He's right. And you take them out. You do whatever you have to do. The president, former President Trump, all saying this would have never happened if I was president. They wouldn't have done this. I agree with him. They didn't do any of this when he was president because they knew there would be hell to pay. They see a weak president and they saw an opportunity. They saw an opportunity because they knew that we had a president that's so weak he can't even make it over to Israel to do this joint press conference. So he sends Anthony Blinken instead. Just think about that. It's disgusting. Hannity last night was talking about these Democrats. He was talking about just how vile they are to not condemn Hamas, to put the Palestinian flags outside. And there's at least 1,200 Israelis dead after this Hamas attack. The number keeps going up. Brian Kilmeade also talking about some of what they're hearing about these attacks. Listen carefully.
Meanwhile, the death toll from the Hamas's horrific attack, which Greg was just describing Saturday, is now over 1,200. And the victims aren't just from Israel. They're also from this place called the United States. Hamas murdered people from 23 different nations. Hundreds more have been taken hostage. Many of them were taken from the electronic music festival over on Saturday, like 25-year-old Noah Argmani. Her boyfriend, Avinatan, also was taken. They were last seen together in the video, torn from each other's arms by these brutal terrorists. Last night, Primetime spoke with Noah's roommate, Amir.
I don't think anyone can explain what is going on here with the people in Israel. I feel like I spoke to her father Saturday noon when I saw the video. He was in the hospital. He was trying to look for her. Maybe she got to the hospital. And I told him, Yaakov, I think I saw a video. And then he started screaming. And I don't think someone can understand when you see a video like this of your daughter getting kidnapped to Hamas, to terrorists. You don't know what they're going to do to her. She's suffering. Everyone is suffering. We're talking about more than 130 people that got kidnapped. I'm shaking right now when I'm speaking about her. It's so difficult.
Of course, every day the families of the missing are left to assume the worst.
I got this message. That just absolutely broke me. Someone sent me. I gotta tell you, a good friend of mine, her son was missing at the rave at the party. Today, she got a video from the terrorist murdering her kid and his girlfriend. He took the video in her son's phone and sent it to her through her son's phone.
Insanity, and that's what they do. They grab your phone, they tape you, and they kill you. Every day, thousands are praying that their loved ones being held hostage in Gaza are going to be safely released. And don't have that fate, including my next guest, Iran.
You hear in the background them yelling, Allah Akbar, as they're taking these people. Again, think about it. They take your phone, they torture and kill you, and send the video to your family to torment you. They grab your phone, they tape you, they kill you, and they send it to every family contact in your phone. They can read. They can figure out your last name. They can figure out who your mom, dad, cousins, uncles are, and they send it to all of them in a group text. That's what they do. And yet you have members of the Democratic Party who are flying the Palestinian flag outside of their office. Hannity mentioned this last night. Listen.
Congresswoman Tlaib was born in Michigan. She flies a Palestinian flag outside of her office after this all took place. She once said that the Holocaust gave her a calming feeling in remarks that Tlaib now says, oh, they were misinterpreted. Well, can somebody explain to me, how do you possibly misinterpret those comments? She also called for a boycott of Israel, wants the U.S. to cut off all aid to the world's only Jewish state, the only democracy in the region, along with other squad bigots that she frequents with. Tlaib frequently vilifies Israel, rarely ever has anything bad to say about terrorist groups like Hamas. This week, Fox Business reporter Hillary Vaughn actually tracked Tlaib down on Capitol Hill to see if she would have the moral courage to condemn the terrorist group for beheading babies. After questioning her again and again and again, no such luck. The Democratic congresswoman just couldn't bring herself to say a bad word about Hamas and asked specifically about decapitating babies' heads. Watch this.
Terrorists have cut off babies' heads and burned children alive. Do you support Israel's rights to defend themselves against this brutality?
We're just going to go through there.
You can't comment about Hamas terrorists chopping off babies' heads. Do you condone what Hamas has done, chopping off babies' heads, burning children alive, raping women in the street? You have no comment about children's heads being chopped off? Congressman, why do you have the Palestinian flag outside your office if you do not condone what Hamas terrorists have done to Israel? Do Israeli lives not matter to you?
Do Israeli lives not matter to you? The answer is no. Israeli lives do not matter to her.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
A war between conservatives is now breaking out over the issue of Israel. Ben Shapiro is now taking on Tucker Carlson over the Israeli conflict for what he described as minimizing the attacks on Israel, saying that Tucker Carlson is morally stupid at the highest levels. There's a lot of you, when things like this happen, you send me it on social media, text me, and I'm like, all right, I have like 50 of you guys that sent me this. You're like, I want to know your thoughts on Shapiro blasting Tucker. Let me play it for you real quick so you can hear it in context, and I'll give you my thoughts. Listen.
And again, I want to add my voice to that because I'm a human being. But
oh, sure you do.
The
you sound very outraged.
The outrage among Republican presidential candidates was so much more intense. One of them took to a bullhorn and started yelling about it. I get it. But no one would think to do that about the 100,000 American young people murdered every year. And they
because who are you yelling at? Who are you yelling at? First of all, people are on bullhorns yelling about drug overdoses and the open border all the time. All the time. What is he even talking about? What he's attempting to do is minimize what happened in Israel. He's not attempting to maximize what happened in the United States. He's attempting to minimize as though America can't walk and chew gum, morally speaking, at the same time. Which is absurd. And those two things are nothing alike. I'm sorry, that is not alike. It is not alike for drug smugglers to smuggle drugs over the border, which someone then takes and shoves into their arm, and then they die of an overdose. That is not the same thing. I promise you, it is not the same thing as a terrorist breaking into your home and murdering your children in their beds in front of you and dragging your wife off to be raped in Gaza. That is not the same thing. Pretending that it is immoral. It's a moral blight. It's idiocy. It's just moral stupidity at the highest level. Of course we should care about what happens with fentanyl. Of course we should care about, we should close our border. Have I been unclear about this? Of course America should have closed borders when it comes to this sort of stuff. I'm on the same side as Tucker on that. I just don't understand why he's not on my side when it comes to Hamas has to be wiped off the face of the earth. What is...
It was interesting commentary. Let me give you context for this. Ben Shapiro is Jewish, if you didn't know that. Okay, a lot of people may not know that. Ben Shapiro is a guy that sees the world, I think it's pretty clear, differently than Tucker Carlson. on many different issues, and this was probably the straw that broke the camel's back. Tucker Carlson's very much centered around U.S. policy only, and the rest of the world, do what you want to do and just leave me out of it. He doesn't like American interventionism. He doesn't like our money going overseas. He doesn't really like, I would even say, standing with allies. I think he thinks it costs us too much money. That's Tucker. Whereas Shapiro has a different viewpoint of the world. He understands that 9/11, when 9/11 happened, there were two options. You could either say, okay, well, that was, you know, an attack on us and we attacked back, or you realize that, hey, inaction around the world can then cause 9/11s to happen again. I am of the foreign policy of, look, I don't believe we can export democracy. We tried it and it failed twice. We literally overthrew entire countries in Afghanistan, Iraq, and look at where they are now. It doesn't work. I also don't believe that you can negotiate with terrorists, and I do believe that Hamas has to be wiped off the face of the earth. This needs to be like generational death, where Hamas ceases to exist for decades and generations. I believe that Hamas will always get replaced and Hezbollah will always get replaced as long as they're radical jihadists within the Muslim ranks at the highest levels. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I don't trust the Muslim religion. There's too many jihadists in it. There's not a lot of jihadists in the Baptist faith, the Methodist faith, the Presbyterian faith, the Catholic faith. The Muslim faith is contaminated to the point where it's, when you're a kid and you're younger and you're doing different experiments in science, they show you how little oil or gas can contaminate water. Like it's a drop in a gallon, and then it's none of it can be used to drink. The saturation of extremist jihadists within the Muslim religion, which is of billions of people, is at a point where it's contaminated the entire faith. There is no other religion that is as big as theirs that has the same level of contamination of the radical extremist ideology that we're witnessing with Hamas, Hezbollah, with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, okay? Now, look, in America, do I believe that there's a whole bunch of radical Muslims? No. But the fact of the matter is there are people in America through their churches, their mosques, that give money back to those that are the radical Muslims in the Middle East. We know that after 9/11. You have good men and women here in this country like, okay, well, I'm not going to commit jihad, but I'll send money back to those that do it because that's part of the religion. That's not slandering. By the way, that's the facts. And if you don't like those facts, I'm sorry. I will debate them with you forever because the facts are on my side. We saw the dirty money coming in from good men and women in this country that never committed a crime. There were the Muslim faith that were sending money back through these fake charities to go to the jihadists that were committing jihad. Tucker Carlson's perspective is very different, and it's, some would say it's simple-minded. It's simplistic. I don't think Tucker Carlson's not a smart guy. I think he's very smart. I do think he is hyper-focused on America first, always, no matter what. If the rest of the world wants to burn, let it burn. The rest of the world wants to harbor terrorists and they want to blow each other up, let them do it. He wants America out of every scenario in the world, period, full stop. That is the foreign policy of Tucker Carlson. I understand why Ben Shapiro is mad at Tucker for, as he described it, minimizing the attacks in Israel. I don't think that Tucker's minimizing the attacks. I think his point is, don't drag me into World War III. So keep your eye on the ball. And by the way, his foreign policy is consistent. It's the same exact thing he said with Ukraine. And Ben Shapiro wasn't mad about that. So why is he mad about now? It's because it's personal, because this is about Jewish state and Jews who are fighting for survival, and there are people that want to murder them and push them into the sea. That's what people need to understand about this. I understand Shapiro's outrage. Now, let me finally say this. These are the wars I don't like the conservative movement fighting. We have members of Congress that have Palestinian flags in front of their offices. That's the war you fight. You fight with the fact that you have Benjamin Netanyahu who's sitting next to Anthony Blinken, not Barack Obama in Israel. Not, or let me rephrase it, Joe Biden. You have Anthony Blinken, who's acting like the president of the United States of America, when he comes out to tell us bad news in Tel Aviv. He was in Tel Aviv. I want you to listen to this. He's in Tel Aviv, and this is what he told us this morning as he's standing next to Netanyahu at this joint press conference.
Tragically, the number of innocent lives claimed by Hamas's heinous attacks continues to rise. Among those, we now know that at least 25 American citizens were killed. We join families in Israel, in the United States, around the world, in mourning their immeasurable loss.
That is what a press conference should sound like with the President of the United States of America. Real leaders show up when things like this happen. Not, you don't send the underlings, but that shows you that Joe Biden's not running this country. He's not. If there's anything that's clear, he cannot handle what's happening right now. Benjamin Netanyahu had some very harsh words as well. I'm going to play those for you coming up next, though, right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one, and their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Netanyahu and opposition leader Benny Gantz of the Blue and White Party agreed to form an emergency government of national unity, setting aside political differences until the end of the war. Other opposition parties may follow as well. As he introduced the new government, a visibly anguished Netanyahu said, quote, "We saw the wild animals. We saw the barbarians we have to deal with. We are fighting a fierce enemy, an enemy worse than ISIS. We saw both boys and girls bound, shot in the head, men and women who were burned alive. Young girls who were raped and slaughtered, soldiers with their heads cut off, Israeli soldiers, that is. In one place, they forced people to enter a place and put spare tires around them so that they would be the fuel, and they burned them alive." Let me say that again. I'm not trying to shock you. I need you to understand who we're dealing with here. In one place, they forced people to enter a place, put spare tires around them so that they would be fuel. And they burned them alive. What a great horror. How great the pain. Netanyahu went on to say, "We all know families whose loved ones were murdered, were kidnapped, were burned." This is Benjamin Netanyahu saying to the world, you need to know what they did. "We all know families whose loved ones were murdered, were kidnapped, were burned. But however great the horror, that is how great our heroism. Men and women, fathers and mothers, warriors and citizens who have discovered supreme courage and bravery. We are all fighting together. We all fought, and we will all fight for our home." The horrific practice, by the way, of burning people with tires was known as necklacing in South Africa and was practiced by the anti-apartheid movement in the 1980s as a way of punishing suspected informers and political rivals. Tires, usually filled with fuel, were placed around victims' necks, and the tires were then set on fire. Why would you do this? It ensures a slow and maximum pain to a horrific death because you are literally burned alive. Netanyahu added that every member of Hamas should be considered a, quote, dead man. The Minister of Defense also spoke, vowing to wipe Hamas off the face of the earth, saying, "What happened has not happened to Jewish people since 1945. 1945.
Ezrachei Israel. בכלל בכל הארץ ולתושבי הדרום ותושבי העוטף במובן הרחב שלו שעברו חוויות אישיות בלתי נתפסים וגילו גבורה גדולה מאוד."
I wanted you to hear his voice. I wanted you to hear the anguish and the pain. You can hear the exhaustion, the lack of sleep. You can hear the pain from his voice speaking there to the people in Israel. "There's no situation in which you kill Israeli kids and we go about our business," he said. Those remarks came after Israeli Air Force, the IAF, hit Gaza on what was called an unprecedented scale. Gantz, who's a former defense minister himself, added, "There's a time for peace and a time for war. Now is the time for war." He praised the many Israelis who were returning from around the world to rejoin their units and fight for their country. This is happening in America right now. Countless Israelis are going back home to fight for their country. He warned, "The reward of our enemies will be blood, fire, and pillars of smoke." A quote from the book of Joel. That is also reference to Jewish tradition, to the 10 plagues of the Bible that preceded the liberation of the Israelites, from slavery. The Palestinian Hamas terror group, known as Hamas, has called on Muslims, by the way, worldwide to stage a day of jihad or holy war this coming Friday to the 13th. Let me say that again. Palestinian Hamas terror group, known as Hamas, has called on Muslims worldwide to stage a day of jihad Friday, the 13th. Coincidentally, this is the same date that resonates with horror movies and the upcoming Halloween holiday. Hamas referred to the day as Al-Quazza, Flood, referring to the name of the operation in which it murdered more than 1,200 Israelis, wounding more than 3,000 and kidnapping more than 100. President Joe Biden warned Iran against further involvement with Israel's war against Hamas, saying, quote, "We made it clear the Iranians be careful," Biden said as he was flanked by Jewish leaders at the White House. That's all he said was be careful. The people who funded this, he's saying, be careful. Just you better be careful, right? We got to be careful. That's our president. As the American death toll rises, he's saying be careful. As we know, they now have American hostages and they're filming their slaughter on live video, sending the videos to families. He's saying be careful. That's our president. As the American death toll has reached 22. The State Department said the number of U.S. citizens killed in the current fighting in Israel and Gaza, 22. The new figures come as President Biden talked with Netanyahu the fourth time since the Israeli war with Hamas started, saying, quote, "We extend our deepest condolences to the victims and to the families of all those affected," a State Department spokesman said. The day before Biden put the American death toll at 14, it's now almost doubled. The White House said that Biden and Vice President Harris took part in the conversation with Netanyahu, saying, quote, "There is no justification for terrorism, no excuse," Biden said. "And the type of terrorism that was exhibited here was just beyond the pale. My comments to Israeli security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable," he said. "My commitment, excuse me." The lone power plant in Gaza has been shut down on Wednesday after it ran out of fuel. Water and all basic resources, electricity, water, fuel, have all been shut off to Gaza. Israel said they're going to follow through on their threat to no longer send supply to the facility as fighting between the country and Hamas militants continues to rage on. And look, this is their point to the Palestinians. You guys did this. This is who you allowed to be in charge. You're going to pay for this. The closure of the plant, which provided power to some 2 million inhabitants on the Gaza Strip, is coming before an expected ground assault by the Israeli Defense Force. It marked another escalation after Hamas launched another surprise attack. The death toll of Palestinians and Israelis continues to rise as fighting rages on since Saturday. The Israeli Defense Force has said that more than 1,200 people have died since Saturday and another 2,900 injured. The Palestinian Health Minister said 1,055 Palestinians have been killed and 5,184 have been wounded. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society charged that one of its ambulances was targeted east of the Gaza Strip, killing a man and blaming the attack on Israel, according to their messages on Twitter. The United Nations Relief and United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refuge in the Near East said 9 of its staffers have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on Saturday. Well, maybe you shouldn't be working with terrorists. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. On social media, share it. Because the stories I'm telling you are not being covered by the media.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.